Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gigax, and I am once again here with Michael Brazemley.
Hi everybody.
And we are going to talk briefly, this should be a fairly short episode, but you never know with us, about...
The fight continues.
Yeah, there you go. The fight continues. That's a good way to put it. You know, we heard today from the folks in New York that they lost their election bid. We heard about Kametra Lewis losing three times before she became president in Dallas. And that happens everywhere. And when that happens, I mean, we also heard about fight like hell nationwide to, you know, get the better contract.
Yet there was no fight.
No, there was no fight. And so that's kind of where we're coming from with this, is we're going to do better than that.
Yeah.
That there is still going to be fight. Like I'll give you an example. At future meetings, when our president, when there's a motion to pay for our local president to go to a special meeting, you know, we have the provision in our bylaws that says that the branch pays for it. And so when you come back, you have to have a seminar for all interested members. Well, going forward, when that happens at the meeting, I'm going to ask, hey, how do you plan to inform the interested members who want to come to the seminar? And if he says, I'm not planning on doing that, that's when the fight's going to happen. That, dude, what do you think? You're above the bylaws? The bylaw has not changed. Just because you openly ignored it and got away with it once, that does not make you immune from the bylaws.
Also, we're going to be there to, when they try to pass things like, well, I don't know, $5,000 file cabinet.
Right. You know, yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, that was voted in because all of the their friends were the vote right. Say yes to a $5,000 file cabinet that I've not seen yet.
Yeah.
But I didn't know back then that I could check on like where that was.
Right.
But that was like 7 years ago. So
the thing is, the branch needs to be on notice that we're not just rolling over anymore. That it's not just a rubber stamp anymore.
Yeah, even if we lose this election, we're still going to fight.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And we're going to, well, it's not that we're going to fight it. We're going to hold them accountable for the stuff they're doing.
That's an even better way to put it. That is correct. Yeah. Because I thought about that just today, earlier. I was thinking, like, I am not the president. I am not his enemy. Mm-hmm. The bylaws are his enemy. And all he'd have to do was abide by the bylaws. Shit goes. And that's the real problem. It's not, I mean, he has made an enemy of me in that he clearly has this personal problem with me wanting things to be done by the book. Just but the problem is with the book.
Yeah, just like he was defending himself when the investigation came, saying how he was handing out the bylaws to everybody, and he still has not done that.
No, still has not done it. No, in fact, I'm going to pause for a sec. I'm going to go to our website right now and see if the bylaws are available for download. See if that link has been fixed. Please hold. Okay, I'm on the website, and I click the link for the bylaws, and it says not found. So yeah, that still has not been fixed. And dude, you remember back at the January meeting when he said to us, like, the issue came up with the bylaws there. And he's like, oh, well, we have the bylaws. They're just not all put together nice, but we'll go ahead and make sure they're all put together nice. Has that happened yet? Certainly not that I've seen. So
it worked.
What did you get? Dude, that's not... I just clicked that link on the website. All right, hold on. Michael is... I'm watching Michael. Yeah, he's on the website. Yeah, go to the links section. Yep, that's where I just was.
Here's the bylaws.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Download file?
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell? All right, hold on. I got to pause again. Okay, I have to give credit where it's due. On my phone, it, whatever reason, when I click that link, it still says file not found. But yeah, on Michael's it downloaded, it and works. I just used my laptop and it worked. And it's the bylaws. So they are up there. Now, they are not our current bylaws. It's still the old bylaws and then like separate letters that have the amendments. So they still haven't been updated in that because I guess the goodest oldest boy is just terribly busy and can't get that new thing typed out.
Hey.
But dude, it's there. Right. And
but it's the win, right?
That's the win. That's exactly right. So when we talk about we keep fighting, that was one of the things that I've been really pushy about is where's the fucking bylaws? And we complain, we push, this is unreasonable, it's required. And now they're there. And that's pretty good.
Of course, what we don't know is if they're handing it out to the new CCAs when they get in. They're supposed to.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of new CCAs. So we could always ask when they come.
Well, we have a new CCA at my station. I might have to ask them.
Yeah, dude, by all means ask. Yeah. Because I wouldn't mind having a hard copy of it, even though it's probably going to be this messed up old version plus amendments. Because again, apparently putting it to... But dude, that's a new thing to complain about. That's fine. I can complain about it next time. And, you know, you can be sure that this kind of thing... Like, I'm no longer afraid to... Dude, think about how far we've come from the episode where I said I didn't want to speak up anymore because I was afraid. And...
Well, now you got the our branch president doing the union management meetings now.
Yeah, the labor management meetings, right? Those are happening. That was something that wasn't... Dude, the labor management meetings is what got me fired from the Carrier Academy because I was pushing for that. Like, hey, this is supposed to be done. And it wasn't done. And that's when he said, you know, some people like to say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I like to say the squeaky wheel gets greased. And then he fired me. And yeah, it's been a long way. But dude, in fairness to the scared me from back then, I'm not a steward anymore. And so what I was afraid of happening did happen. And so there's that too. But yeah, ultimately... Like, I owe a lot of it to you, Michael, because I saw you standing up and you not being intimidated by our union officers.
This is before I knew you and I was fighting.
Yeah. And, like, nothing bad is happening and I have respect for this person. And, dude, even more so, like, with the superhero, when she stands up and speaks at the meeting and she'll tear into those people and the response is like, wow, man, she is a force. No, people aren't saying like, oh, what a nudge. It's, you know, but that's part of my concern. And this is what I need you to help. And listeners, help me look out for this because I don't want to become, and I hate to disparage the guy. I don't want to become David Noble in the sense that he's right. The things that he complains about the union doing, he's right about those things. Those are violations of law. These are things that need to be fixed. But he doesn't come across charismatic. He doesn't come across as a leader. In my opinion, he doesn't come across likable. And so it kind of fouls the message.
And then he looks like you're just a complainer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be me. And so, guys, I invite you, I implore you, I encourage you. If that's me, please let me know. Because, yeah, that's something that I'm very much trying to avoid. That I'm trying to say, this is our positive path forward. These are our successes. These are the things we can do. These are the things we want to accomplish. Things like that. And same goes for Michael. I don't get that vibe out of you that you're just a complainer. You're trying to make things better.
Always.
Right. And that's, again, that mission doesn't stop. Even if we get elected, that mission doesn't stop. That mission amplifies. And that's the idea. You know, we already have this framework of rules to work from, and we need to make sure that those are enforced. And then we also, then we go forward and try to put in new bylaws, try to make motions to do things that make things better. And that work never stops. Yeah,
just like what's going on with the national, where it feels like they're cuddling to management.
Yeah,
and in our local branch, it feels like they're cuddling to management.
It does.
And so it's a lot of work because, you know, what we're trying to do is at least, even if we don't win,
right,
to try to hold them accountable to at least try to improve the union.
Because, and seeing, you know, these small successes, it shows that they are feeling that pressure, that it is working, that they're feeling us breathing down on them.
Yeah, but. But they are fighting hard.
They are. It is amazing how strongly they are resisting abiding by our own fucking bylaws.
Well, and going after the carriers, who is a union paying member, and to not help them because they believe they're on my side.
Right. Yeah, the retaliation.
And
yeah,
so the retaliation is going on hardcore.
It is happening. And we're blacklisted. And
We're blacklisted. They won't ask to become stewards. Yep. I mean, they're doing everything in their power to make sure nobody knows about us.
So the fight going forward, we have our discipline. You know, Michael and I got found guilty of slander or whatever. What was it? disparaging.
Defamation.
Right. And so now that's up at the National Committee on Appeals.
They only did it on that day when they knew they brought their friends in to vote.
Dude. Right. And that was...
We knew something was up because people that we didn't even know were there.
Yeah. And in their branch reply, they tried to say again that Renfro's presidential ruling didn't apply to our charges, even though he clarified and said, yes, they do.
Yeah.
They still made that argument.
And that instruction came before
that's exactly right. Before the meeting. Yeah. They're just plain wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And in their reply, in the branch reply, which was very different from the first branch reply, as we knew it would be. Anyway, in their reply, they never talk about NALC policy that prohibits punishment for free speech and guarantees free speech. And they never talked about the labor policy. Because, dude, you can't bring that stuff up. Because
I think we need to probably talk about this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about it. All right, so future
fights. The reason that we want to wait to talk about completely about this is because it is at the Committee of Appeals, and we don't want to...
Foul their decision. Because we believe that the facts are on our side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. So let's leave that
for now. So when that gets settled, then we'll talk completely about it.
Yep, absolutely. And we have potential, you know, whatever happens with the election, that appeal is also up at National. Mm-hmm. And when we get the results of that, that'll let us know what we're doing going forward election-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are we renominating? Are we just revoting? And so we'll have that fight ahead of us, the fight to try to get elected, which is not easy going against incumbents, even damaged incumbents. They're still the incumbents, and they have the advantages.
We still have to fight to make sure that our re-election would be overseen by National, because we didn't vote for that.
We did. It was part of our, what the branch voted on. And then somehow it doesn't appear in the record that's kept by the goodest oldest boy.
Yeah.
Weird how that works.
Yeah, weird how he's not putting some words in and out or whatever, how he feels.
Despite, that got clarified 10 times before we voted.
Yes, we did.
Dude.
Because you can make a mistake of having observer. And I was like, we need overseen.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're not just
observing. I had to keep reminding Alan, because he kept saying overseen.
I did.
Oh, well, not overseen, observe.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is we ain't done.
Yeah. We're still fighting.
Yeah, we're still fighting. We're still pushing. And on this podcast, I'm still educating. You know, we have the new JCAM will be coming out eventually. The new contract.
Gonna be crap, because all the new stuff that's gonna be added will be a lot of crap. So,
dude, and there's questions.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll even be answered in the JCAM. Like, here's a question for you guys. I don't know if we actually brought this up on the last episode, but if I'm on work assignment, can I also get on the 8-hour list for my day off?
Well, the work assignment is actually for only your assignment.
Yeah, and so I think the way that it's written now, it prohibits me from getting on another overtime list.
But here's the thing. What if your work assignment and you're a T6 or T7?
I wouldn't think that would make any difference. Well, although that assignment would be available on my day off potentially, but only potentially.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, the 8 hours on your day off doesn't conflict with the work assignment overtime. It's separate. And so I feel like you should be able to do both if you want to.
Well, to me personally, I don't think you're able to, because work assignment really means
only on your own route. Yeah.
So your day off, it's not your route.
Yeah.
Because somebody else is doing your
route. I know, dude. Hopefully it's settled in the JCAM. Because, dude, how do you meet for close to 2 years and not have this stuff hammered out? Mm. All right. Anyway, we're off topic.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about how bad the tenant agreement is.
Yeah,
but we're still going to be fighting. So, and I believe James Henry, Corey Walton, and Keisha Lewis.
Yeah,
it's she's running for VP, and we got a Keisha Lewis as a national business agent.
Right,
names are very similar.
They are.
And but anyway, if they're running and they're going to fight it like hell, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. to be elected.
Yep. And we'll be voting for them.
Yeah, and we'll be actively supporting them. And
hopefully they get Mike Karaf as an ally.
And, yeah, we'll see how that all works out, because obviously we like him.
Because I believe what he says too.
Yeah.
And
but that reminds me of, I was talking to Fred Woodley earlier today of Delivering Solidarity in Youngstown, Ohio. And he said that in his local agreement that he already has, he's planning with management to do a local agreement that allows for some sort of modified overtime list. I forget what he said it was going to be called, but where you could be on work assignment and do your day off, and that they just work it out in their local agreement because both parties agreed to it. And he doesn't see that it violates the national agreement. And that brings us to
Is true. If local member of understanding, if that changes thing, work assignment person on their day, if they can put in for overtime.
Yeah. Well,
then I don't see why not. They're all considered overtime
workers. It's going to be a test case. Yeah. So, but that brings us to our own local agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way things are timing out now, it looks like our current president is still going to be in office when it's time to do our local agreement. And that doesn't sit well with me, because our plan was to consult with as many people as possible, to look at local agreements from all around the country. And I find it very unlikely that our current president would do that and would take input.
If we win, we still got next one too.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But dude, maybe we can get the same sort of victory that we got on the bylaws with the local agreement, and we can pressure getting that sort of, you know, handling of our local agreement. That, hey, this affects all of us. You know, what are you going to do? Be like Renfro and just go it alone and go rogue? We can
bring that up and go for voting, and they have to put that in there if the voting agrees to it.
Dude, that's right. That's something that we could vote on as that we're going to have input from carriers, that we're going to look at, you know, do all this stuff to have, like, maybe even have an LMOU committee that's made up of essentially as many people as possible.
The LMOU committee is the officers.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like an advisory committee. You know, that, I mean, that's the problem, right? In the bylaws and the Constitution, ultimately, he can go rogue and just do what he wants, just like the problem we have with Renfro and the contract.
But any changes in local member understanding and things like that, they still have to get approved from national.
Because they can't violate the national agreement. Right, that's right. Like that. So there's more fight that we have ahead of us. So we're going to keep it up. We're going to keep fighting that good fight, and we are going to keep talking to you guys.
And everybody, don't drop out of the union because you think this contract was so bad that you want to just drop out of the union or whatever. No. We need you to vote so that we can do changes.
Because
if you don't vote, we can't do the changes. Okay.
Right.
Because right now, Brian Renfro, he'll have his people that'll vote for him. And if you drop and don't vote for the people that's running against him, then he's still gonna win and treat the next contracts like how he's treated this one. And because obviously we showed that we don't like the contract, and we voted against it. And then the arbitration, they're like, fuck that before. So we're just going to do it to keep it pretty much the same. They didn't really do any changes. Okay, it's pretty much the same. Basically gave a finger to all of us and saying, fuck you all. This is how I'm going to want it, and this is how we're going to do
it. Right. So whatever happens,
keep
fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Let's keep fighting. Stay with the union so we can vote. We all can vote.
Damn right.
And solidarity, like we said.
Hell yeah, solidarity. Exactly. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.